everything that's done for the glory of God. We pray, Lord, that the mighty hand of God will be upon your people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I got about three messages this morning, and I don't know hardly where to start. I'm liable to make a start and preach all three of them. Amen. And if I did that, you'd miss your dinner. You better pray, saints. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Amen. We'll start with one of them. I hope it's the right one. Praise God. It's the one I got first anyway, so we'll just take first thing first. Amen. Cast thy bread upon the waters, Ecclesiastes 11:1, for thou shalt find it after many days. What is it saying? It's saying keep on giving. Don't quit giving. Amen. Cast your bread upon the waters, it'll come back to you. Amen. Give a portion to seven. The first word of verse 2 is give. Give a portion to seven. Amen. Well, glory to God. So far we've only asked to give to a couple this morning. Amen. And I didn't ask you to give to seven. The Bible said give a portion to seven. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Before the day is over, we might give to more than that. Amen. We might give a portion not only to some this morning, but to some at dinner time. Praise God. And on through the day. Hallelujah. Give a portion to seven and also to eight. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Amen. What's he saying? He's saying give because it may be your time to be on the receiving end the next time. You may be the one that's having hard times after a while. And your chickens come home to roost. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south, toward the north, in the place where it falleth, there shall it be. What does it mean? It means if you're giving. It means if you cast your bread upon the waters. Amen. That's what people's going to remember when they lay you in the ground. And that's what God's going to remember when you go to judgment. Praise God. Amen. But if you've been a tightwad, if you've been parsimonious and chintzy, amen, with God, if you squeezed old George till he hollered, amen, and you only took George to church instead of Lincoln, amen, and some more of those guys, you know, amen, of a little bit larger denomination, praise God, you are going to die that way and go to judgment that way. Amen. That's not what I'm preaching on. He said, he that observeth the wind shall not sow. What is it saying? Amen. He that says, well, I'm not going to give because so-and-so done so-and-so. I'm not going to give because so-and-so done so-and-so. Well, I gave to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and he did so-and-so. He said, he that observeth the wind, he'll not sow. Amen. Paul said, your love gifts to the gospel ministry is like seed to the sower. Praise God. And in due time, he said, we'll reap if we faint not. Praise God. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm about to get on another one of my messages now. Amen. Hey, I mean, in the rainiest season that we've had in many a year. Record rainfall, amen. I have slipped in between the showers, one of the best gardens I ever had. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, if you could get it in there, you had a chance. Amen. And I got less weeds than I ever had. Because between showers, amen, we've plowed and we've hoed and we've dug and we've pulled. Amen. He that regardeth the wind shall not sow. Somebody said it's been too wet, couldn't put out a garden. I did. Amen. Somebody said it's raining too much, couldn't mow my grass. Amen. Ever since 2 weeks before Easter, amen, we've mowed it every week. Amen. I personally oversaw it myself, or mowed it myself, every week since 2 weeks before Easter. Amen. In spite of the rain. Amen. With the exception of two times, Brother Bradley helped me and mowed the whole thing a few times. Praise God. Amen. And we kept ahead of it. We stayed on top of it. Why? We didn't regard the wind. We didn't regard the rain. Amen. Glory to God. In spite of the rain, in spite of the wind, in spite of the wet springtime, praise God, I come out with over a bushel of salad peas one day, and Sister Collins wasn't ready for them. Amen. She wasn't prepared for them. You know what I told her? I said, the garden's like a baby being born. You don't pick the time when the peas comes in. Amen. You got to take care of them when they come in. Amen. So I preached enough under the conviction, amen, that she took care of most of them, even though she was tired and worked down and wasn't quite ready for them. Hey, what do you do when that new baby gets ready to come, Brother Ray? Amen. Well, glory to God, close up shop. Amen. Leave everything behind. Forget about sleeping. Forget about how tired you are. And go to the hospital. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's the way it is when the harvest comes in. You don't pick the time this year. You had to plow when you got a chance. Had to plow when it's dry. If you let it pass, you missed it. If you didn't plant before the rain came, you missed it. I mean, brother, there's been a few times the rain chased me out of the garden this year. But I made it. Just before it come another deluge. Glory to God. I tell you, we're ahead of it today. Glory to God. And Sister Collins came home yesterday after cooking for over 300 people all week long to 2 bushel of half-runner beans to can. You don't pick the time when the half-runners comes in. It's just like a baby being born. Amen. So she was late for church last night, canning 28 quarts of half-runner beans. That's besides what we ate for dinner yesterday. Amen. We had squash out of the garden, tomatoes out of the garden, beans out of the garden, carrots out of the garden, and taters out of the garden. Amen. And hot peppers out of the garden, and sweet peppers out of the garden, and a whole lot of things out of the garden. Amen. Because when sowing time came, we sowed, and when harvest time came, we reaped. You know what most folks' idea of harvest today is? It's going down at Kroger's on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening if you got to miss church. There's a lot of churches in the Miami Valley that you can't get out. You can't get the people out of church on Thursday night in a revival. Amen. You know why? Because it's Kroger night. They don't let nothing hinder them with their shopping. Amen. Boy, they'll shop till they drop. It's Kroger night on Thursday. It's Kroger night on Friday. It's Walmart day on Saturday. Amen. I'm too tired to go to church. You want to meet the general run-of-the-mill Pentecostal? Amen. Go down to Walmart. You'd run into all of them. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. I mean, when the rapture takes place, there'll be big holes in the roof at Walmart because half the church is going to get raptured out of Walmart. Amen. And a few more marts. Amen. Oh, yes, we can shout till we drop, but when it comes time to reap a harvest for God, we're nowhere to be found and hardly know that there's a harvest going on. Amen. I've seen people stay home and plow instead of going to church. Amen. Praise God, in Southern Illinois, we had some folks, amen, that went to church. It was farmers. In fact, most of them was farmers. Amen. That long, flat fields and that crawfish land. Amen. And some of those old boys, instead of missing church, they wouldn't miss church to plow. But boy, they'd wail after midnight on Sunday night. And old Brother Leo and Brother George Job, amen, and Brother Harold holding, amen, they'd climb on them tractors and turn on the lights on a Sunday night. And they'd start plowing, amen, after midnight Sunday night. And plow, I know why. Because it was plowing time. If you miss plowing time, you miss sowing time. If you miss plowing and sowing time, you wouldn't have no harvest. Amen. Drive up through Ohio and you'll see vast fields full of weeds. They never made it plowing time. Drive through Southern Illinois and you'll see vast fields full of weeds. Amen. Nothing planted in them. They couldn't plow. It was too wet to plow. Oh, if you didn't get in there early, get your plowing done early, get your crop done in early and stay on top of it, amen, you didn't get anything done. Amen. Drive through Missouri, and we was through there the other day. Vast fields that hadn't been mowed, yards that hadn't been mowed because they've had the most rain that they've ever had. Highway banks that haven't been mowed, grown up weed because they've had the most rain they ever had. Amen. If you had too much to do and didn't stay on top of it, didn't get with it, amen, you missed out this year. Amen. He that regardeth the wind, he that regardeth the rain, he that's looking for an excuse not to do anything and not to work for God, he that loves pleasure, he's going to miss out when it comes time for harvest. Amen. Jesus said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest. I brought those peas in, preached my little sermon. Amen. And Sister Collins went to work on them. Amen. I looked, and Sister Gloria was down there on the floor helping her. Amen. And they was putting peas in the freezer. You know what's the matter in most churches? And a lot of folks don't even know what's going on. They don't know harvest time when they see it. Amen. You can bring it in and stand it right in front of them, and they don't know what's going on. Amen. You can bring it in and set it right in front of them, and they don't know what's going on. You know what they're waiting for? They're waiting for dinner. They're waiting for a free meal, and they ain't done any work yet. Praise God. The Bible said if you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. But the average John Doe church member and the average John Doe deacon, you know what deacon means? It means servant. It means to serve. But you know what the average John Doe church member across this country, average John Doe deacon is waiting for? He's waiting for somebody to fix him dinner. He's waiting for a pastor to seek God. Amen. And get a hold of God and get a red hot message from the glory well and feed me. I've come to dinner. And they don't know that they're supposed to be doing something for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He that regardeth the rain, the wind. Amen. In the morning sow thy seed. In the evening withhold not thy hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Amen. I didn't know, praise God, when I first came here and plowed up that big garden in the back, amen, and went up and bought 5 pounds of potatoes and cut them up and planted them and went to preach the camp meeting up at the export. Stayed 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks, if it's a good growing season, the weeds can take things, and that's what it did. The weeds took my tater patch. Amen. And I went to work and I pulled the weeds out. I fought them like a tiger. Amen. And I pulled the weeds out and cultivated the taters. But something happened. While they were smothered, all them weeds, they got studded. And when I dug them, I got about a gallon bucket of potatoes. And most of them was kind of small. Amen. But I did reap what I sowed. Just exactly what I sowed. Amen. I got my seed back. It wasn't much of a harvest. I just well to ate my taters. Amen. But you don't look at one crop failure and say, I'm a quitting. Amen. The next year, I plowed up a vacated apple orchard that still had the stumps in it. Amen. With the old tire rims for old time automobiles around them apple tree stumps. Amen. And them rims are still in the ground, and I would plow them things out when I plowed and hook into them stumps and trip my 14 bottom plows and have to go out and back the tractor up and hammer on till it clicked back in. Amen. That's a safety feature of a plow nowadays. You know, when you run up against a stump, it trips and the plow just goes clear limp, amen, and is sticking out backwards, and you got to back the tractor up and click the plow back in and try to get around the stump. I plowed up that new ground, amen, and planted 3 rows of them red taters again, amen. And boy, did I ever have a harvest. Those tater vines are setting up like a hen on eggs, literally. Amen. The potato vine had raised up and you could see the potatoes sticking out from under the sides like an old hen setting on eggs. Amen. I'd had them that way once before in Kansas City when I plowed up a new ground that had been mowed for years. Amen. I was getting 24 taters to the hill out from under them. Amen. I got to counting 24 taters to the hill, 28 taters to the hill, 30 taters to the hill, and finally 32 taters to the hill. Brother Bond, I thought, this is Guinness Book of Records. Amen. I need to get this in the books. This beats all I've ever seen. Amen. Every which way I dug, I was getting more out from under one hill of big red potatoes than I got out of the whole patch the year before, down there that I let the weeds grow up in. You know what's the trouble with a lot of churches today? The preacher didn't stay on top of it and let the weeds grow up in it. Amen. And has stunted their growth. Amen. Hallelujah. But don't quit, preacher. Pray through real good. Amen. And learn responsibility. Hallelujah. Learn that God holds you responsible in part for things that go on by and large in the church. Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. He didn't write the letter to the church as such in the book of Revelation, the 7 letters. He wrote it to the angel of the church, the minister of the church. Whew. That's getting on my other message. Amen. Hallelujah. God holds him responsible. With him, the church rises and falls. With him, they succeed or fail. Amen. The church won't rise no higher than the preacher. And most of the time, we'll come just a couple steps lower. Huh? Amen. Oh, yes. And so he wrote to the preacher. Hallelujah. It was to the preacher he wrote in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, he had a message to them, all right. But the preacher had to read it. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Don't get discouraged, preacher, if you have crop failure. Amen. Keep giving. Keep sowing. Keep putting in, and you'll get something out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. In the morning sow thy seed. Evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. I kept digging taters. Amen. 32 to the hill. And then, Brother Hudson, I got 38. Hey, preacher, come by. Kenny Henderson from Middletown. Said, hey, Kenny, talk. We talked about things a little while. Come by for just a friendly visit. Amen. And he had a church school pastor, church up there. Amen. And so I said, I'll give you some potatoes, Kenny. Took him down the tater patch and dug into the first hill. He said, whoo! Said, this is just like being golden. And we was filling up a bucket out from under one hill. Amen. I said, Kenny, don't tell nobody how many taters we're getting out from under every hill, because ain't nobody going to believe you know how. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. My brother-in-law drove his overhead door truck, worked for overhead door at that time, drove truck for years for overhead door in Hart City, Indiana, hauled the overhead doors, the overhead door store right here in Hamilton. Amen. He'd come down here and park his big 18-wheeler rig in the church lot and come up and see me up the house. Amen. I said, Lee Martin, his name, I'll give you some taters. And so I took him down to the third row down the hill, Sister Burns, and dug into the very first hill in that old former apple orchard. Amen. And me and my brother-in-law counted 42 taters out from under one hill, the first one, into the bucket. Amen. That was a record for me. I thought it was a record for anybody till I got over in Keene Mountain, Virginia, where Brother Randy Webb is pastor. Amen. He wasn't pastor then. Brother Jack Keene was pastor then. And I told that story of reaping because he kept a sowing. And a fellow walked up to me after church and said, I got you beat, Brother Collins. And said, I got 48 out from under one hill. Glory to God. I'm satisfied with 42, but I ain't quit praying yet. Look out. Hallelujah. I'm going to get 48 before it's over. Amen. Yeah. Keep sowing. Hallelujah. In due season, he said, ye shall reap if ye faint not. Keep giving. It's like money in a bonafide savings plan, praise God, with guaranteed 30%, 60%, and some 100% interest. Jesus said some brought forth 30-fold. That's 30%, isn't it? Well, that's best I can figure right now. You may figure a whole lot bigger. Amen. Some brought forth 60-fold. Amen. And some brought forth 100-fold. And you may get a whole lot better interest than that. Amen. By figuring it like it ought to be filled. But just to make it simple for you, 30% and 60% and 100% is pretty good, isn't it? Hallelujah. If you keep sowing, Jesus said, ye shall receive 100-fold in this present time and everlasting life in the world to come. But that's not what I'm preaching on. Amen. In the next 10 minutes, this is what I'm preaching on. Truly light is sweet. How many love life? How many are glad you could see the light of day this morning? How many will agree that it's sweet to be able to see, to be able to enjoy? Amen. It's terrible to be blind, but even if you're blind, you can feel the sunlight. You can enjoy the benefits of it. Truly light is sweet, And a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. How many glad you could see it one more day, this second day of July. Are you glad you're living? Are you glad, Sister Vaughn, that you're living this morning? Amen. I'm glad to see you. Glory to God. Are you glad you're living this morning? Amen. Sister McGuire, I'm glad to see you. Praise God. Are you glad, glory to God, Brother Burns, that you're living today? Your mother lived to be, what, 105? 103. Amen. Outlived all of her doctors. Praise God. Just kept a living. Hallelujah. 103. Hallelujah. Rick Bradley tells us about a preacher still preaching in Russia. Long white beard. Snow white beard. Hey, if you get to be 107, grow you a long white one. Amen. And wear it with a flare. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. You get to be 107. Glory to God. Parade them snow white locks and that snow white beard. Still preaching at 107. Why? We was born to live. And we're not complete unless we're living. Amen. You are about to hear something that you have probably never heard in church before right now. Amen. Listen to this. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness. Let him remember the days of darkness. For they shall be many. And all that cometh is vanity. Title this message, Billy, The Days of Darkness. I'm going to tell you this morning that real soon you're going out of business. Real soon your eyes are going out of business. Real soon your taste buds are going out of business. Real soon your five senses are going out of business. Real soon your ears are going out of business. Read the 12th chapter. Amen. After he says, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Real soon those grasshoppers are going out of business. Real soon the keepers of the house are going to tremble. Amen. Real soon you're going out of here. Where are you going? I tell you where you're going. You're going to the ground. And you can't take it with you. And your days of darkness shall be many. You say, yes, Brother Collins, but I'm a Christian. And I'll go to be with the Lord. That's true. Amen. Your spirit will. Amen. But your spirit can't eat. Your spirit can't feel. Amen. Your spirit can't enjoy as we enjoy. Your spirit has to have its body before it is complete. If you were complete with your spirit alone in the presence of God, there wouldn't need to be any resurrection. But you're not complete, even though you're asleep. Even though you're asleep in Jesus, you're not complete. Why does the Bible say asleep in Jesus? Use that term. Why do we use that term, asleep in Jesus? Because when the body goes to sleep, we're not complete. We're a trinity. We're spirit, soul, and body. You separate that spirit from the body, that soul from the body. Amen. You're not complete. Your redemption is not complete. I want you to know you's made to walk. You's made to talk. Amen. And you wasn't made to be invisible. Your spirit's invisible. You can't see your spirit. How many ever saw anybody leave their body in the death room? How many took a picture of it when it left? Huh? You got any pictures of ascending spirits anywhere? Amen. No, when you give up the ghost, that invisible part of you leaves to go to be in the presence of God. Amen. And the part of you that saw and walked and talked and enjoyed life and enjoyed God's creation and enjoyed eating food is laying in the ground. And the Bible calls it darkness. And he says, your days of darkness shall be many. Amen. Oh, don't care how proud you are, how much you paid for your clothes, how much your annual income is. I want to tell you, in the morning, you're going to be poor. Amen. I'll tell you, even if you're a Christian, you die, you're going to be stripped of everything in this world. I'm going to tell you, you're going to lose your house. I'm going to tell you, you're going to lose your car. You might have been able to make every payment and own three. Amen, like a lot of us do. Amen. The Chinese guy in Hung Chow, China said, you Americans have 2.5 automobiles per person. In Hung Chow, we have 2.5 bicycles per family. Amen. Brother from up in Ohio along with us, Brother Loretz, amen, from Columbus, piped up and said, how do you ride a half a bicycle? She said, how do you drive a half a car? Amen. Yeah, praise God, we've generated to 3 cars per family. Amen. Oh, I tell you, you're going to lose your Rolls Royce. Oh, I tell you, you're going to lose your Camaro. Is that what you got, Jim? Huh? Or is it a Pontiac version? Amen. You're going to lose it, Jim. That Batmobile's going to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, almost drive itself down the road. You're going to lose it. How many you got, Brother Ray? Huh? You too many? You ain't counted lately, have you? Amen. Boy, he wanted that Jaguar so bad he could taste it. Did you finally buy it? Couldn't buy it. The fellow wanted it worse. You did, didn't he? Amen. Glory to God. You're going to lose them all day. You're going to lose them all. You're going to lose that nice, comfortable home, that brand new one you just built. Amen. Why? Because you're going down 6 feet under. And if Jesus tarries, your days of darkness shall be many. Amen. You're going to lose it all. You're going to lose that certificate. You're going to lose that balance that you got in savings. Mama, you're going to lose it. Amen. John D. Rockefeller, at the age of 54 years, lived on crackers and milk because his stomach was in such bad shape he couldn't enjoy good food anymore. The world's richest man, world's largest tycoon, at the age of 54 years and couldn't enjoy it. But he could still see. And you know what he did? He decided while he could still see and while he could still live that he'd start the Rockefeller Foundation and he'd give away his millions and he'd help the unfortunate in the world through the Rockefeller Foundation with grants to the poor, grants to the student, grants to those in need. Amen. And John D. Rockefeller found the blessing of living by giving away much. In fact, he gave it all away, folks. His days of darkness have been many. I'll tell you something else. My grandpa Robson died at a young age when I was 12 years old. Amen. He was only about 40 years older than me. Amen. Only about 40 years. Figure it out. Amen. Round 50. Grandpa died. That was way back yonder. Amen. Almost 50 years ago. Amen. Grandpa died. All indications without God. If Grandpa went to hell, he's in the darkest, most dismal, awful place and has been there 50 years. If Grandpa went to hell, amen. 50 years in darkness. That's a long sentence, Brother Collins. That's not the half of it. If he died without God, his days of darkness will be forever. The old song says, the darkness then will be appalling. The way I'm doomed to daily plot. My God. Amen. The darkness will be forever. If I miss my way to God, the days of darkness for a soul that's lost will be eternal. Solomon said, many days. Oh, while you're still alive, while you're still able to make decisions, while you can still see the light of day, remember today thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, and thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. What days? Those dark days of the old folks' home. Those dark days of Alzheimer's disease, when you don't even know your own children. You don't even know your own wife. Amen. That good old holiness preacher, Brother Charlie Brooks, was in the beginnings of the end as we visited him there in the hospital. Amen. Sycamore Hospital in Miamisburg. Amen. He looked at Sister Collins and said, you think in so many words that you're going to have to take care of yours like she's having to take care of me? Looked at his wife. He couldn't stand it because he was in the shape he was in. He couldn't stand it because he was flat of his back. Couldn't stand it because there was having to wait on him. What was it? The days of darkness had come. Amen. Oh, yes, it's coming. You'd be like that sister that used to call me. Amen. As the sun was going down in life and the days of darkness come, she used to call me about every day or so. Amen. And her story was just the same. Brother Collins said, I can't feel God no more. I just can't feel God no more. Why can't I feel God anymore like I used to? Amen. I'd try to comfort her and play with her. Next day I'd get the same call again. She'd forgot everything I said. I can't feel God no more. Why can't I feel God like I used to? Why can't I feel God? I'll tell you why. Because the days of darkness are coming for every one of us unless we live close to God. Amen. And the Bible said they shall be many. Amen. The only hope as they give us a song is the resurrection. Praise God. The Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. What a hope. Amen. Change in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye. A brand new body. Amen. The Spirit reunited with this body. Complete as we've never been complete. Amen. We'll be able to wear that brand new robe. We'll be able to eat at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll be able to enjoy heaven like we've never enjoyed it. Praise God. Because of the hope of the resurrection. No. Even though people go to sleep in the Lord, amen, they're not complete. You know what those souls under the altar was crying? They were crying. They were crying, oh Lord, what was they wanting? They was wanting to get out from under the altar. They were wanting to get out of that dark place. Amen. They want to get out of there. Amen. And get reunited with their body. Praise God. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures cast their crown clanging at the feet of the resurrected Lord. Resurrected themselves sitting around the throne. Amen. Crowns are clanging and their voices rising. They say, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every nation, tribe, and kindred and tongue." Hey, the resurrection, the rapture of the church, the transformation will make you complete, and then only will you be able to sing the song of full redemption. Amen. And that's the hope of the children of God this morning. Our days of darkness, our sojourn in the ground, our friends and loved ones will soon come to an end. Our sleep, and I don't teach soul sleep. I don't believe your soul goes to sleep. But I don't believe the Bible teaches it's complete either without its body. You know why there are demons roaming around today trying to possess humans? Those are disembodied spirits from somewhere unknown that don't have a body. And they like to possess people. That way they've at least got expression in a body. Amen. God don't want you to be a wandering soul. He wants you to be a resurrected soul. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready for that great day that's coming? Are you ready for the trumpet sound? The light's going out. Youth is leaving. Prosperity's leaving. Health's leaving. Don't forget, he said, the days of darkness are coming. Amen. Old age, death, and for some, hell and destruction. For the Christian, there's hope. Stand with me. We invite folks to this altar, Father. Save souls in this altar today. Save souls in this altar this morning. Save souls, Lord God. Help them to make their calling and election sure. Claim that soul for God. Claim their destiny in heaven. Claim their blessed assurance of life everlasting. Dwelling in light that cannot be approached unto. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Don't let a one miss the beauty that fades no ever. Don't let a one fail to look upon the beauty. Don't let a one miss Beulah Land. I pray, Lord, as spirits are united with bodies, in the first resurrection, we who alive and remain are caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. I pray nobody hurt me this morning will miss it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.